Replace high school with adventure school. Adventure means hiking and camping, and school means learning from narrated books. No teacher could share wisdom better than a world-beloved author and leader. Adventure school comes with one big shift, as it makes programming the first and foremost subject. It is through programming and by extension visualization and simulation that the students will learn and interact with the more complex things in our world. And by learning a capable, untyped C family language, they will be able to move swiftly across all the subjects that they are interested in. Learning how to program just takes a few days, and learning what to program is purely about creating machines with code. The best way to learn how to create and operate code machines is again through narrated books and storytelling. Good examples of powerful machines are message queues, event emitters, and the document object model. These can only be approached by narrative first, which is compatible with hiking, adventure, and scribble journals. Organized education and standardized schools have failed because learning must be curiosity-driven and personalized for every student. The existence of teachers actually hinders the personalization process. They are a problem on both ends of the spectrum. In great part, the knowledge of a programming language is the vehicle for all the exploration they will need. Without the mastery of programming, standardized education will continue cheating them out of knowledge. Education boards will spoon-feed pre-chewed meat so that their teachers don't think, just do. Teachers will blindly follow the slop and only occasionally complain that their hands are tied as they can't go off script. Teachers are the heart of fake education. They make schools appear real. In return, management gets the money and trickles some of it down. With students being coerced into cramming, under the threat of a bad GPA that will ruin their hope of a future, the system becomes complete and self-perpetuating. Nobody is doing what they were challenged to do, and all get some meaningless scraps that they think they want. A school that does not teach, however, is merely another fraudulent institution. And the nonsense, such as pretending that schools must be largely ineffective in order to at least give basic education to students of all levels, is just another lie, part of the grand charade. Students would all be on the same level had they received an authentic education. It is teachers who would be replaced by personalized instruction computers. That's where the problem is at. Therefore, to teach for real, we begin with adventure, where there is plenty of room to think. There we tackle all the world's most powerful and beautiful narrated books, held in high regard by all the world's clear-thinking, non-religious intellectuals, and whatever time is spent in the cities is committed to learning how to write code, which is not too difficult or far-fetched, because a smartphone just needs an external keyboard to become a pretty decent programming workstation. Here, students can get paid for tutoring each other and begin thinking about co-founding startups. The programs that they initially write do not need to be graded, as they either work or not, as in get a pass or an invitation to learn some more. Come graduation, With hundreds of books read, attention turns to building side projects. This is the response to poverty. No longer will the students be seen as future workers, but rather as creators, perfectly capable of turning their own imagination and dreams into code. Ability to write computer programs is exactly the same as the ability to communicate, write, and read. Take any one of these away, and the student's future will collapse. Take programming away, as the case is today, and they will be forced into loans and false promises that actually rely on luck. With programming, the student loses the fear of poverty, and with powerful knowledge from all the world's beloved books, they become free to grow all the way up until they become great beings.